Legislation moving its way through Congress could soon require radio stations to pay artists and record labels for playing their music. Radio stations currently pay hundreds of millions of dollars to record labels whose music they play, as well as to songwriters and music publishers. But with the explosion of music on the internet and fewer people buying CDs, the industry has been using superstars like Bono and Sheryl Crow to testify in front of Congress to support the law. Marty Machowski is a spokesman for Music First, the industry group lobbying for the royalty. He says the question to ask is not why the industry is asking for payment to artists and record companies now, but why hasn't that already happened?
The fact of the matter is that the United States is the only country, only developed country, that doesn't provide a performance right on radio. And AM and FM radio is the only platform that doesn't pay a fair performance right. Satellite radio pays, internet radio pays, even the music channels on your cable system pay a fair performance right, as does radio in every other developed nation in the world. So our question is, you know, why has this taken so long to get into place? And we are beginning to make some progress toward that goal.
The main industry group fighting the law is the National Association of Broadcasters, or NAB. Locally, opposition to House Resolution 848 is being led by Christopher Gould, General Manager for Salem Communications in Tampa and Sarasota, which operates four radio stations in the Tampa Bay area.
If they're really concerned about performances publicly of their work in the marketplace, they would be talking about a royalty fee no matter where it was played or performed. But it's only AM and FM radio specifically. And again, as it relates to the folks behind H.R. 848, clearly the foreign-owned record labels have a big interest in this issue. Three out of the four major record labels are foreign-owned, and so this performance tax would go directly to the foreign-owned record labels.
Advocates like Music First say the legislation would accommodate smaller commercial stations, requiring them to pay $5,000 a year, while non-commercial stations like WMNF could pay $1,000 annually. Larger stations' rates would be created through negotiations between the radio and artist community. Music First Machowski says if a deal could not be mutually agreed upon, a rate would be established by a copyright royalty board. Salem Communications' Christopher Gould says that for the 25% of major AM and FM stations that feature music, the passage of this bill could kill those stations.
The truth is that as it relates to music stations, this could, depending on the market size, be upwards of over $1 million per radio station based on the airplay delivered on top music stations. Multiply that out by stations that own multiple music stations, and this tax basically could be a radio industry killer. That would be the truth based on the formula that we've seen.
Some critics have charged that the legislation is actually a way to bail out the Recording Industry Association of America, which has been struggling this decade as more artists have shucked working with labels and gone directly towards selling their music online. Marty Machowski of Music First says that, in fact, most of the money that would be collected from radio stations would go to the artists, not the labels.
Some money gets paid to record companies, no question. And they play an important role in the music community. And the Music First Coalition is a broad coalition of the music community. But most of the money being paid that would be paid under this would go to artists and musicians. There's about $70 to $100 million a year that is collected in countries around the world where radio stations play American music. And that money that's collected in countries where they do have a performance right on radio is not paid to American artists because we do not have a reciprocal right here. So we think it's way past time to sort of get the United States in line with the rest of the world, get radio in line.
Machowski says the U.S. is an outlier compared to the rest of the world when it comes to radio compensating musicians, and says it shares that dubious distinction with North Korea, China, Iran, and Rwanda. But Salem's Christopher Gould says comparing U.S. radio to other nations is inherently unfair.
The fact is that in Europe, radio in Europe is very highly regulated and in some cases highly subsidized by the government. You mentioned the record labels are having a little trouble nowadays. That would be a major understatement. They're in dire straits, as is the radio industry across the nation. Just take a look at today's stock prices on all major publicly traded radio companies. The prices are quite depressed. The value of terrestrial radio in Wall Street's eyes has become diminished over these last many years. And so the truth is that they're trying to saddle this additional saving grace of a performance tax on the backs of an already struggling radio industry.